Yarra Valley FM 99.1. This is the Council Connections show with Michael Goodrich. Connection is made.
G'day. It's not Michael Goodrich. It is Mike Colling sitting in the hot seat today for Michael Goodrich, who's off having some family leave after their brand new arrival, which is fantastic. So we congratulate Michael and his family and wish them all the best. So I'm Mike Colling. I'm in the hot seat, as I said. I come from Cancel from the recovery team. So I'm currently working to support our communities who were pretty terribly impacted by the June and October 2021 storm events. Of course, we've still got quite a lot in our community who are still recovering from that event, still yet to return to homes. Many who have returned to their homes, but trying to find a new normal. So it's certainly a privilege and a humbling position to be in, to work in that role. So that's where I come from. And at the moment, for the next few weeks, I am filling in for Michael in more ways than one, which includes today, the radio show, but also a couple of the fantastic events and programs and things that are happening out here in the Upper Yarra area of Yarra Ranges. As introduced from Greg, thanks so much, Greg, on the panel today. The weather is looking pretty stunning over the next couple of weeks, which means it's that time of year where we start to defrost and head out of our homes and head out into the community and enjoy what we have outside our front door. So to start with today, I'd actually like to acknowledge the Wurundjeri people and to acknowledge their ancestors, past, present and emerging, and thank them for taking such beautiful care of the land in which we live, work and play, which is something I did on the weekend. So on Sunday, I just want to congratulate the team of the Millgrove Residents Action Group, MRAG, who had their open day on Sunday out in Millgrove Memorial Park. I took my young daughter, Maya, who absolutely loved it, putting out a couple of fake fires there with the CFA and a couple of other events that they had. But such a stunning, beautiful day to get out into our local community. So my first guest today is actually going to be talking about some of the other things that you can be doing that's coming up over the next couple of weeks. And I'd like to formally introduce her to the mic, and that is Karen Muellerman from Yarra. Karen, welcome.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Well, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming in. Karen, I thought, look, I've got some pages here of notes of things to ask you about what's coming up with Yarra. But before we get into that, I thought, no, this is a great opportunity for our listeners to get to know a little bit more about who Karen is and the people behind Yarra. So first of all, why don't we start with talking about what actually is Yarra? What does Yarra stand for?
Yarra is just a nice word that rolls off your tongue, and it doesn't particularly stand for anything, although loosely Yarra Valley Arts. And the parent organisation is Yarra Valley Arts, who have been around for more than 30 years providing arts activities and cultural activities in the valley. Yarra is a Yarra Gallery and Arts Hub, so it's easier to say than Yarra Valley Arts, and it's a new incarnation of Yarra Valley Arts where people can come and visit the gallery and become involved in all sorts of creative and artistic activities.
Awesome. Mm. Well, speaking of creative and artistic activities, I want to get to know a little bit about you further, mm-hmm. as well, Karen. Mm-hmm. And I've got a question, because a little birdie, I was going to ask you what your involvement in the arts is, what attracted you to this area in the first place, to the arts, and a little birdie told me this week, so I haven't run it past you. I don't know whether this is correct, but I'm hoping that it is.
I'm frightened
That your background is actually working with a quite successful fashion career. Is that correct?
Yes, that was my first career, was in the fashion industry.
Wow.
For the first 20, 25 years of my life. And so a strange career trajectory, but I'd always been interested in the arts, and I'd always painted and drawn. And I think somehow in the back of my mind, I thought when I was in the fashion industry, and I left it in the early 90s, so that's a long time ago, something had always kind of been ticking over in my brain. Gosh, I miss, you know, being involved in the arts, and I would love to be involved in a community arts organisation. But that was like a dream to me. I never thought it might become reality.
Wow. And here we are.
I am.
Fantastic.
Yes.
All right. Well, can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing with YAVA? What's your involvement been with YAVA, and what's currently happening?
Well, I've been involved with Yarra Valley Arts for a very long time. Many years ago, I was the president when it was a purely volunteer organisation. YAVA Gallery was established in 2019, and that actually injected a new dynamic and vitality into the organisation, because it provided a home for people to come and exhibit, have workshops, a place for people to gather and connect with each other and be creative in the one space. So YAVA has a number of different reasons for its being, but primarily it is a gallery with a number of events attached to it, and we have 4 part-time staff now working there, but a very large member base of 250 plus members, and a really enthusiastic and wonderful team of volunteers who help to keep the place ticking over.
That's fantastic. Mm. And you've got a couple of events coming up soon, which is what we're here to talk about today.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
So the first of those is the Upper Yarra Valley Open Studios. Can you talk to us a little bit about what's happening with that?
Yes. So the Open Studios runs over 2 weekends. So the weekend of the 21st and 22nd, we had the Yarra Valley Open Studios, which comprised a large number of studios. And next weekend, this coming weekend, we have the Upper Yarra Open Studios. So there's 29 artist studios open to the public over the Saturday and Sunday.
Wow.
And they're quite diverse. And there's a bus tour. If you don't feel like driving around up in the hills, you can book into the bus tour.
That's great.
And be driven around with a guide who is one of our practicing artists to tell you a little bit about each studio. So
what a fantastic thing. How do people get involved in the bus tour? So if I wanted to jump on the bus and see as many of these different open studios, what do I have to do?
Well, you just need to go to our website, which is www.yava.org.au, and you'll see in there the open studios, and there's booking buttons for a bus. So there's 3 hours in Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, Sunday morning, and Sunday afternoon. So there's 4 different sessions that you can book into, or you can book into the whole lot and really knock yourself out looking at all those artist studios.
Incredible. And what can people expect if they're going to go, even if they're not on the bus tour, if they're going to go out to any of these studios? Have you got some information that you can share with listeners about what to expect in terms of some of the artists on display?
We have. Look, the artists, it extends from pretty much from Mount Evelyn through up the Warburton Highway, Wurrialik, right out to East Warburton. And they're really diverse. So from painters to photographers to ceramic artists, and there's even Zora Verona does nest sculptures, so that is just amazing. So each of these artists has their own specialty. They have set up their studio so that it's a welcoming space, and they'll be giving little demonstrations. They'll have things that you can buy. But also, I think it's a great opportunity to just see the artists in their studios, to see their practice, to see how they create, what sort of tools they use, the environment that they're in, and to connect with other people as well. It's quite an amazing immersive experience, and everyone who goes to it says, I just can't wait for next year. So, yeah.
I used to live in the Dandenong Ranges, and the one thing that I was so impressed with living out in this area is just the breadth of talent that we have in the Yarra Ranges, particularly in the art scene at that grassroots level. It's just amazing.
Mm. And it's quite stunning. And look, they do have open studios, I believe, in the city, but the beauty of having it up here is you're taking a beautiful drive and you're going to these gorgeous homes of people who often have gorgeous gardens as well, or they're in a bush setting, and these studios where they're inspired by where they live. So, yes, a little bit different to the urban ones.
And we're very lucky with where we live, so I can't wait to come out and see some of these studios myself. Karen, there's another thing that we... and just quickly before I move on, can we get those dates again and where people can book in?
Yeah, it's November the 4th and 5th, which is this Saturday and Sunday. And if they go to our website, www.yava.org.au, you will find the buttons there on our website. It's a very good website. It's very clear and easily to navigate, and they can book into those bus tours.
Yep. Fantastic. So, listeners, please jump on the website and get your tickets for that this weekend. The other thing that Karen has come in to speak to us about today is the Yering Station Sculpture Awards and Exhibition.
Well, the Yering Station Sculpture Awards and Exhibitions were launched on the 22nd of October. So all the winners were announced, and the actual grounds of Yering Station are open to the public. It's free entry, and there's 35 sculptures on display out there. So it's a beautiful walk around the grounds. You can have a glass of wine in the cellar door there, take a picnic, view the sculptures. There's both exterior sculptures and interior sculptures. So from the gorgeous Tawny Frog Mouth by Renata Crowe, the winner, the outright winner of the Yering Station Awards was Peter McIlwain with a sound installation, Bird Child Spirit. Now, this is such an intriguing installation, and Peter is a genius with sound. And I won't give too much away, but he has recorded voices of children imitating birds, and there's a whole sort of spiritual side to it, which is just magic. And there's lovely big sculptures that sit in the garden, which are made of steel and wire, and they're what people might think of as traditional sculptures, but also tiny little things. Mim Kosher, one of our Yava artists, has a gorgeous one called The Beekeeper, and it's a bit of a statement on climate change and bees and how they're threatened. And they're all the sculptures are so different, but they're really quirky and intriguing. And another one of our artists, Lynn McDowell, she was a finalist in the exhibition, and she is also in the open studios. So, it's a bit of a... They're double dipping. They're very active, these artists. They don't stop. I don't know where they find the time to do this work. But,
and it's all for us to enjoy. It's amazing.
Exactly.
Do these events cost at all, or can people can just rock up and...
They can just rock up. So open studios, it's free entry. You do need to book for the bus, but you don't need to book for the studios, and the artists will give demonstrations throughout the day and offer demonstrations of what they do. Yering Station, it's free. You can take the whole family and spend the whole day there.
Yep. That was going to be my next question, Karen. I've got a soon-to-be 8-year-old and a little 5-year-old who I reckon would love these exhibitions. Is it suitable for the whole family?
The Yering Station one is totally suitable for children, because there's vast grounds they can run around on and all these intriguing sculptures for them to find. The open studios, you might like to have a look at the program and see which ones might be interesting for your kids. But if you're taking kids, I would limit it to 2 or 3, because there's only so much that an 8-year-old can you might have to promise an ice cream at the end.
There's always the promise of ice cream, not just for them as well, but for parents.
Yeah.
Look, Karen, thank you so much for coming in today. It's just so wonderful to hear so many fantastic things happening out there in the Yarra Ranges, but particularly in the art scene. It's wonderful that we're so lucky, as I said before, to have so much talent, and the fact that we can get out there and enjoy it in this beautiful weather that's coming up. I encourage everyone to jump on that website one more time, Karen, which is...
Well, it's www.yava.org.au. And our gallery is open on Wednesday to Sunday at 252 Maroondah Highway. That is also free to wander in and enjoy. And our Open Studios exhibition is on at the moment. So go and get a micro taste of what you might see in the Open Studios.
No excuses, everyone. Please make sure you head out this weekend and check it all out. Karen Muellerman from Yarra, thanks so much for coming in. You're listening to Yarra Valley FM, and we're going to have some music now. And up next, Nikita Aldrich from our youth team.
I like a bit of rock and roll in my country soul. I tear down the gravel on my two-wheel ride, blaring little Skinner with that Freebird fly. Got one foot on the stage and one foot in the pies. I'm a country boy, can't survive. And a shot of rock and roll. I grew up on Zeppelin and the Man in Black, so I like a little shredding with my cash. Got one hand on the strings and one hand on the mic. I'm a devil went down to Georgia and a sweet.
everyone, and welcome back. My name is Nikita Aldridge, and I'm the youth worker here at Yarra Rangers Council. I don't have a special guest today, it's just me, so I'm going to be talking to you all about a really amazing program that we offer at Council. That program is called the Freezer Program, and we host it at Yarra Rangers Council, as I said. It's not only cool, but it's a serious game changer for young people who are really interested in the music and art field. So you're probably wondering, what is Freezer? Freezer is a youth development program designed to open up a world of opportunities for young people aged between 12 and 25 all across Victoria. We're talking about music events, cultural happenings, and a whole lot more. And here is the best part, it's all happening in venues that are supervised, safe, and free from substances. Now, let me introduce you to our very own crew, known as the Defrosted Offence Crew. And guess what? We're on the lookout for fresh faces to join our 2024 core group. We're searching for young people aged between 14 and 25 to come on board. Trust me when I say this, this crew has been behind some seriously amazing events. If you're thinking of Belgrave Lantern Festival, Lil Pick, Baker Boy, Summer Series, the All Ages Tour, and Celebrating Youth, you'd be correct. But they've done a whole lot more as well, and there's a lot more on the horizon to come up as well. What makes Defrosted Offence so special? It's all about young people. Young people get to shape and design events that they think will be a hit with other young people of the Yarra Rangers region. It's a chance to let their creativity run wild and give their peers an experience they won't forget. What's also cool is we offer special trainings to young people, a part of the group as well. If you have a special interest in a particular area, we can organise to host an event and a training with a professional to help you go in that field. An example of an amazing training opportunity we offered to our group was there was a young person there who was really, really interested in learning how to do a podcast and how to host and how to edit and everything involved with creating podcasts. So we brought in a professional who knew how the whole podcast industry ran, and we hosted that event for 10 to 15 young people, and they all learnt there and then how to create a podcast. And I thought that was a really, really cool experience that would be beneficial for them in the future. If you know of any young person, or if you're a young person listening who would love to be involved in this incredible program for 2024, head on over to our Yarra Rangers Youth website. There you'll be able to find the application form ready and waiting for you. You can also keep an eye out on our social media, Yarra Rangers Youth on Facebook and Instagram. As I said, it's not just about events, it's about creating opportunities, fostering creativity, giving young talents like these incredible young people the chance to shine, but it's also an opportunity for young people to meet other like-minded individuals like themselves who are really interested and potentially heading into that field for their future. So let's make 2024 an unforgettable year for Defrosted Offence and the Yarra Rangers community. An awesome event we have coming up for Defrosted Offence and Freezer, as we mentioned, is the Celebrating Youth Awards night. Last month, Ben, our school focus coordinator, was on here with Sammy, one of our youth ambassadors, and they spoke about celebrating youth. So we've had a remarkable, I think we've had about 50 nominations come in for this year's Celebrating Youth Awards, which is absolutely amazing. And it's incredible to see so many people recognise young people within our community and to just able to highlight their achievements. So that awards night is coming up in December, so just over a month away. We've got some incredible performers from Freezer who will be playing at that as well. So as I said, if you know any young person, or you are a young person listening who you think you'll be able to gain a lot from this opportunity and this incredible program, head on over to Yarra Rangers Youth website and keep an eye out for our social medias and fill out the application form today. That's it from me. It's a very short and sweet one. Next month, we'll be joined by a special guest and we'll be able to chat a little bit further. But for now, I'll say goodbye and I'll say hello again after the break when I call, when I get in touch with Hillsville Library to talk about what's happening over the next month. So see you on the other side. The people that are 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 the people that are
Get your message out on Yarra Valley FM through station sponsorship. Our listeners want to hear about your business so they can support you while you support us. We're a not-for-profit organisation run mostly by volunteers and serving our local community with an independent voice. We also give local people the opportunity to learn valuable media skills. Details of our sponsorship packages are on our Promote Your Business page at yarravalleyfm.org.au or call us on 5961 5999 and let us tell the Yarra Valley and beyond about your business.
Hello and welcome back to Yarra Valley FM on Council Connection. My name is Nikita Aldridge, I'm the youth worker and I am now very pleased to be joined by Sabina, who will be talking to us about what's happening at the libraries. We're doing things a little bit different this time. We're usually set up on Zoom to speak to the libraries, but due to both Michael and Callie being absent this month, we've had to resort to the phone. So I've got Sabina here on the phone. Welcome, Sabina.
Welcome. Thank you very much, Nikita.
Beautiful. Now, would you like to give us a bit of an update on things that have happened with the libraries over the past couple of weeks and what we've got coming up as well?
Yes, I would love to tell you all about it. So first, my name is Sabina and I'm from Healesville Library. But first, I'll talk a little bit about what's happening and what's been happening at Yarra Junction Library. So Yarra Junction Library yesterday hosted a Halloween event and they had 1,800 people go through the library. And I think you were there, Nikita, too.
I was. We all set up out front of the library, so myself and Pip's team, the community engagement team, and I was doing the counter, and I think I counted up to 850 people, but that, look, I probably lost count as well within saying that. So it was very busy, a great success.
Yeah, no, it sounds like a fantastic success. Indeed. Now, coming up at Yarra Junction Library, we've got quite a few activities. On Monday the 13th of November at 2 p.m, there will be an event in conjunction with the Yarra Junction Planters to make Tussie Mussies. Now, Tussie Mussie is a word that I've only just today learned, and it means a small posy with flowers and herbs, and apparently they're just wonderful.
Beautiful. It sounds interesting. Tussie Mussie.
Yes, Tussie Mussie. I think that's the word of the day today.
There we go. That sounds very interesting.
Yeah, so that's Monday the 13th of November at 2 o'clock.
Beautiful.
Also, we've got a great innovation down at Yarra Junction Library is the Christmas Giving Tree. Now, that will be opened up during opening hours. There will be a Christmas tree at Yarra Junction Library to help us support struggling families and bring joy to their Christmas by donating an unwrapped gift or vouchers, $10 or $20 values, for children 0 to 18 years, which will be donated to Second Bite for their Christmas hampers, which I think that's just a wonderful cause and a wonderful program.
Yeah, it sounds beautiful. I love this time of the year because not only do I love the festive season, but I also love just how generous our community really are.
Mm. Oh, it is. It is just wonderful to see that. And the last event coming up at Yarra Junction is Wreath Making for Children with Monica, and that's at the end of the month on Tuesday the 28th of November from 4 till 5:15, and bookings will be required for that one. So you can go onto the Your Library website and make those bookings.
Beautiful. It sounds like a lot happening over in Yarra Junction.
Exactly. But there's lots happening here too at Healesville.
Oh, beautiful.
So at Healesville, we were very excited to have our Wayuppa launch on the weekend here at Healesville. Now, Wayuppa is an earth connection practice that's based on ancient Indigenous wisdom that focuses on taking care of the earth as a starting point for taking care of yourself. And it's a wonderful self-care routine. I've done it before and it's just so relaxing. So we did the big launch and had some Wayuppa sessions. Now, our next Wayuppa session here at Healesville Library is on Thursday the 9th of November, and that's at 5:45. And then we've got fortnightly sessions at 5:45 on Thursdays, and then we've also got one coming up on a Saturday. So we've got a few sessions for the rest of the year, and then we're fantastic to have Shani Steele, who's a trained Wayuppa practitioner, be able to offer those sessions.
Amazing. That sounds great. I couldn't recommend Waiapa enough. I've done it a couple of times now, and it's definitely worth the experience.
You've done it as well.
I just felt
so, grounded and relaxed. It's a little bit of movement. It's a little bit of meditation. It's just wonderful.
Absolutely.
Yes, excellent. And another one that's very close to my heart is the Healesville Zine Display Party. Now, that's on this Saturday, the 4th of November at 10 o'clock. So the library is open from 10 till 1, the Healesville Library, on a Saturday. And we are very excited because we've been doing zines with Cora Zon, who runs the amazing zine radio show, and also the arts show, and she's been doing a program. We've been doing making zines within the library and within local primary schools. Now, people always say, what is a zine? So it's a cut down, as in magazine, so shortening of the word magazine, and it's a self-made book. They're just wonderful. I love making them. There's something very precious about holding the paper. And we've just got so many wonderful ones from school children and people that have run the session. So we're going to have it in our display case and have morning tea to celebrate that.
Beautiful. Sounds like there's plenty happening all across the region.
Exactly. And our last little one, if I can just squeeze one more
in. Yes, go for it.
Pollinator Citizen Science, and that's on Saturday, the 11th of November at 10:30. And this is just amazing. So we're going to get people to download the iNaturalist app, and then we're going to go out and take some observations of pollinators in the wild. So that will be 10:30, Saturday, the 11th of November at Healesville Library.
Amazing. Plenty to do this month for everyone listening at home. Get to the Healesville and Yarra Junction libraries. There's plenty going on, but don't forget to book for those sessions that need booking as well.
That's correct, yeah. So some sessions need booking. And the other thing that I always like to promote as well is that we have one-on-one tech sessions. So all libraries in the Yarra Ranges and Maroondah and Knox. So these are run through the library. It's a one-hour session. You don't have to be a member of the library, although membership of the library is free and very easy to do. There's no cost involved. But these are one-on-one tech sessions where we help people with their phones, with their tablets, with their laptops. So just wonderful opportunity to get that information and learn how to use these devices and get anything from how to send emails, how to send text messages or anything like that. Highly recommend those sessions.
Beautiful. That sounds fantastic. Well, is there any other updates, Sabina, on anything happening for this month? It sounds like it's pretty jam-packed.
It is jam-packed. Oh, the last one, if I can squeeze one more in, is the Big Summer Read. Now, the Big Summer Read is a Victorian statewide program encouraging children to read over the school holiday period and the summer period. There are lots of prizes and things to do. So registration for the Big Summer Read opens fairly soon on the 6th of November, and then that will be promoted at the libraries, and the libraries will be able to tell you how to register for the Big Summer Read. And it's like a competition with reading books and all other items within the collection. And yeah, just to encourage reading, there's a lot of prizes, and that's a really good program as well.
Beautiful. That sounds fantastic.
Yep.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Sabina, and thank you for the last-minute phone call as well with our technical difficulties this afternoon.
No. It's all good, Nikita. I can hear you loud and clear, and hopefully everyone can hear me loud and clear.
I hope so. I think they might be able to, which is just fantastic. Beautiful. Well, that's it from us today at Council Connection. Thank you for everyone tuning in, and stay tuned for next month when we're back, and hopefully Michael and Kelly will be back as well. Big thank you to Mike Colling for stepping in for Michael and helping me out today. It was greatly appreciated. And that's it from us. So we'll see you all next month.